fantasy and the terrors of the unknown. Because it is frankly, or do you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, hear you utterly and sincerely. Turn off your radio now.
This is The Horror. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining me again today for another episode of Old Time Radio Horror. We're going to hear from Vincent Price and The Price of Fear today, take care of a bunch of requests for more Price of Fear. This episode's titled Blind Man's Bluff.
The Price of Fear. Brought to you by Vincent Price.
Yes, I remember Adelstrop, the name, because one afternoon of heat, the express train drew up there unwantedly. Hello, and welcome. That poem by Edward Thomas will, I feel sure, be familiar to some of you. But for myself, well, let's say it evokes a very particular occasion. A story so bizarre and so horrendous, I still find it difficult to decide whether it actually happened or not. I've called it Blind Man's Bluff, but to begin at the beginning, then. I was on my way to visit some friends in a remote part of the West Country. The train was certainly no express, but we were jogging along quite nicely through the lovely Cornish countryside when suddenly we braked and stopped. An unscheduled stop at, no, hardly a station even, at its best a country halt, so insignificant that it was not even considered worthy of a name board. The window was already lowered to its full. I looked out on a single small shack, which obviously